It's that time on the radio now where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi, Bill. How are we today?
Hi. Yeah, very good. Sorry. I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
Eager to go today.
Yeah. Fired. I pulled the trigger before you were ready. Okay.
Don't worry about it. Now, we're going to talk about transferring a final salary pension today, Bill. But first of all, are final salary pensions the same as defined benefit pensions? And if not, how do these differ from other types of pensions?
This again is one of those subjects that the terminology used within the financial services industry needs a proper shake-up, because it's difficult for anyone to understand what these expressions mean. A final salary pension is one that is paid to you at the end of your working life, and you're paid a proportion of your final salary. It can be 40, 60, it can be 20, 80, but whatever the scheme fractions are, the pension is based upon a proportion of your final salary. And a defined benefit scheme is one where you contribute to the pension scheme and you end up with a defined benefit. You know what your benefit's going to be at some point in the future, and then the terms of that are determined at the time you retire. And they differ from other types of pensions. You can have what's called a defined contribution scheme, one where you don't know what the pot of money in your pension fund is going to be worth, nor do you know what pension is going to buy you at retirement, whereas you do with a final salary pension scheme, because under a defined contribution scheme, you pay the contributions. They are defined, not the benefit, and the contributions are paid over your time, and then when your pot of pension money at the end is available, you buy whatever you can with that pension fund at that time. So those are the differences.
So is it possible, Bill, to transfer out of a final salary pension?
I think clearly anyone who is transferring their pension for reasons of acquiring extravagant purchases like a sports car or an increase in luxury property, they may leave a little for their retirement expenses. Every investment you make, including a pension fund, comes with risks. The benefits, of course, in a final salary pension are protected. Even if the value of the funds go down, the person who's providing the pension scheme is obligated to continue to make you the guaranteed payments that you're due at the point of your retirement. However, once you have discussed the merits of a transfer of a final salary scheme, and that is only allowed, Blevins Franks, for example, are regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. And under the rules that govern pensions, the Financial Conduct Authority require the qualification of specialists by examination and by additional regulation before they're allowed to give advice on a final salary pension scheme. You have to have advice when the pension provider is asked to transfer the pension. They will have to confirm and see evidence that you've received professional, regulated advice on the transfer of your final salary scheme. And, you know, even though those funds are protected, once you've transferred out of a pension fund, you gain a lot more control over how you can invest and access your funds, and you can take advantage of much more beneficial tax-efficient opportunities. Whichever country you live within Europe, there are advantages to other tax planning arrangements that don't apply to pension funds. But your money, of course, if you come out of a final salary scheme, is no longer safeguarded, and it becomes vulnerable to more unpredictable markets, if you like. Even in money in the bank, you know, gets eaten away by inflation as it outpaces the returns in a low interest rate climate. So whether you should transfer a final salary pension depends on a number of vital characteristics: your own personal desire, your ambitions, your aspirations, your condition of health, your beneficiaries. Are you married? Are you unmarried? It's your unique set of circumstances and your own goals and aspirations. And taking regulated advice, as I say, is compulsory if you have benefits worth over a fund worth over £30,000. It's an important step for anyone considering their pension options. And remember, a word of warning is that once you transfer your pension, you can't reverse that decision. Yeah. You need to take locally based UK regulated advice to fully understand the long-term implication and establish what is best for your financial future wherever you live.
Well, let's look at the issues that people need to think about when deciding whether to transfer out of their pension or not. And I suppose the first one is, how much is the pension worth?
Yeah, that is a challenging question. Let me give you some figurative examples, which I try to avoid in our discussions, Howard, because these numbers are easily forgotten because most people don't have a pen and a piece of paper sitting by the radio. But if you were offered, I'll just give you an example. If you were offered a cash sum of £235,000 now, or an inflation-proofed pension of £10,000 a year for the rest of your life, which of those would you choose? Now, that is the dilemma faced by a lot of British people with final salary or defined benefit employer pensions, as those numbers I've just given you of 235,000 capital and the 10,000 a year income inflation-proof for the rest of your life, they represent today's average payout for members who forfeit their pension benefits for a one-off sum. You can either leave the money in the final salary scheme and have your 10 grand, or you give up that income and you take the capital of 235,000. Now, the benefit of a final salary pension is that they pay a minimum income throughout your retirement, usually with annual cost of living increases until the member dies, and then benefits usually pass on to the surviving spouse, usually at a reduced rate for their lifetime. And as such, these kind of funds are considered to be highly valuable, even gold-plated, I might say, in pensions parlance. Now, at the moment, high transfer values are being offered in exchange for giving up those future benefits, and they're tempting. But the UK Financial Conduct Authority has already stressed that most people are better off staying where they are with final salary schemes. There isn't, in a sense here, a right or a wrong approach. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. It is essential to take extreme care before making major pension decisions. And you need to sit down and discuss your personal aspirations, your own circumstances, with a regulated and qualified, by examination, pensions advisor to make sure that you aren't stepping out of a frying pan and into a much hotter fire.
So here in Spain, Bill, I would guess that you also need to consider how long you need your pension savings to last and whether you have any other financial resources you can turn to.
Yeah, that is true, of course. And none of us, of course. You get to retirement age, let's say you're 65. How long are you going to last? If my clients could individually tell me exactly the date upon which they're going to pop their clogs, it would be very simple to know which was the right decision, because none of us are sure. What you need to consider is, what if you are going to take the capital out of your pension fund, what sort of returns can you get and what sort of tax efficiency can you get that the pension fund does not offer? Now, that question can't be answered easily. You've got to sit down and bring together these other financial resources that you might have. You, generally speaking, people with a decent pension fund have also been prudent and thrifty during their lives. They often have savings and other assets that they can bring to bear to provide a part of their income requirements. And it may be that there is planning to be done in a holistic way by using all of the wealth that you have in a circle in which your pension fund plays an important part. But you look at the whole as an advisor in a holistic way to make sure you're giving to the client the right kind of advice about whether he should retain the final salary pension scheme or use that fund for some other purpose, because it will be able to be realised for better purposes. Your health condition, if you have a serious health condition and your life expectancy is short, for example, it might be better to take their capital out of that pension fund so that it is preserved for the next generation without the handicap of a reduced pension for a surviving spouse, and to be invested in something which is tax efficient and may mean that there's a much better level of income and a much easier access to capital than would otherwise be the case. Of course, a final salary pension scheme, once the main pension holder has passed away and the pension passes to a dependent spouse, then when that spouse dies, that's the end of it. It's all gone. So it's sometimes quite vital to consider what your life expectancy might be to be able to make a decision on whether moving your pension fund assets is a good or a bad decision.
Well, what about the pension scheme itself? Are they all reliable, Bill?
Oh, I wish they were. I'm sure listeners will have heard that many final salary employers are currently struggling to meet their obligations. We all know that Sir Philip Green departed and damaged the pension fund by so doing, to the point that it was so short of funds, something like 20,000 people were left short in their pensions. The benefits are usually financed through investments in UK gilts, UK bonds, which have generally underperformed through the last 10, 15 years of low interest rates, and with increasing, improving life expectancy, meaning that benefits have to be paid for longer, plus the uncertainty that's been created by the Brexit issues. I mean, many of the employers are facing significant shortfalls in the capital that they have to meet their pensions liabilities. And that's why they've been offering people high exit values, high transfer values out of these funds compared to the past. The government's Pension Protection Fund discovered that over 3,000 schemes were in deficit at the end of February this year, with a combined shortfall against their known liabilities of £8.6 billion. It is a phenomenal shortfall. Why employers have been allowed to run pension schemes that have descended to this level of shortfall is beyond me. Now, the Pension Protection Fund, it does offer a safety net, but it only currently compensates up to about £40,000 a year at age 65. Now, if your pension fund is a high value and your scheme is vulnerable, you need to take regulated advice now on whether taking a transfer with these higher than usual transfer values is in your best interest or not. That, as I say, there isn't a one size fits all. It may very well be in your best interest to stay exactly where you are with your final salary pension scheme. But given all the personal circumstances you have and the circumstances of the financial security of the pensions payer, the ex-employer or the trustee of the pension scheme, you need to make a decision based upon your best interests and not simply sitting there waiting for to become a victim of the next pension shortfall.
Indeed. So what happens to your final salary pension when you die?
Generally speaking, most final salary pensions, I think I mentioned earlier, they normally transfer up to about half the value of the pension you're receiving to your surviving spouse on death. And then at the death of the surviving spouse, that is the end of it. Transferring funds, as I've said, could unlock a lot more estate planning flexibility. So what you might do if you have, let's say, just as a figurative example, £1 million, let's say, in a pension fund, which is not unusual these days, then you would be receiving a pension of somewhere about £40,000 a year if you're lucky, and then £20,000 would be paid to your widow or widower following your death. And at the end of that second person's, at the surviving spouse's life, that's the end of it. And you may, God forbid, you may only live 5 or 6 years, and if that's the case, then the pension fund has benefited from your premature death. What matters most of all is that if you consider transferring out of the pension fund, you can unlock a lot more estate planning flexibility. You can have the option to pass pension fund, the fund from the pension, to other heirs. You can pass it across the generations. You can certainly, without any shadow of a doubt, potentially reduce your eventual inheritance tax liability with the flexibility of the funds outside of the pension fund.
Now, you've mentioned that, Bill. I suppose you need professional advice here when you're thinking about what to do. Or perhaps somebody has already transferred out and they've got all this money now. And what can they do with it? Does that happen?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think what happens is that we need, you know, as an advisor, Blevins Franks needs to sit down with an individual who has a final salary scheme and go through all of these very detailed, very testing tests, as it were, to make sure that you're the right person, that your employer pension fund is the right fund, that the circumstances you're in are the right circumstances to ever even think about transferring out of a golden plated pension fund. However, if you do meet the requirements, if I can put it like that, to transfer out the assets of your pension fund into a capital sum, that £1 million can now be invested in a number of different, very, very significant, very worthwhile tax planning apparatus to make sure that you are paying less tax, perhaps, than you would ever have paid on your pension, and significantly the potential for capital appreciation so that your pension fund can grow during the remainder of your retirement life, as opposed to being fixed and then only increasing by reference to inflation at 2 or 3% per annum. You might be making 7 or 8% from an investment portfolio with that capital and have a lot more funds to pass over to your spouse at your death, and thereafter the funds would continue to transform through the generations because you're no longer in the pension scheme. So, you know, there's a lot of, you've got total free choice, really, once the money's out, both in terms of the currencies you invest in and the assets that you invest in. And, you know, frankly, you know, if you get a properly balanced portfolio, there isn't a significant degree of risk other than the investments going up and down. Of course, that happens anyway. But the degree of risk in a lot of pension funds today have collapsed because of these shortfalls, in many cases, is higher than the risk you might have from investing outside the pension fund.
Yeah. So, Bill, finally, do you have any other advice for expatriates in Spain who are considering what would be the best thing to do with their pensions, whether it's a final salary pension or another type?
Yeah, I do. I think my initial advice is do nothing. Don't take any action. But this is not a DIY opportunity. You've spent a long time, your whole working life, evolving into someone who wishes to have a calm and restful, well provided for retirement, and here you are without full intelligence about what the difficulties might be if you transfer out. Don't take any action until you've had proper, regulated, qualified pensions advice. Levin's Franks engage qualified, regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the UK advisors who will have to supervise the information and advice given to you so that the pensions payer can be relieved of the burden by telling the revenue that you have that you've had this financial advice. So it's not a DIY job at all. You do have to talk to someone with experience and knowledge, because there are lots of different alternatives available to you, and frankly, however hard you try, you're never going to understand them all. You need to talk to someone who does.
And how can people get in touch with you, Bill?
Yeah, I think the initial contact is best through the website. The Blevins Franks website does contain quite a lot of useful information, www.blevinsfranks.com. And indeed, all the local offices are there, so that you'll find addresses and contacts at those offices available to you. And if you've got a pension, give them a ring. Go talk to them. They would be delighted to hear from you. You're not under any obligation. You're simply going to find out whether there is any opportunity for you to better yourself if you are the holder of a pension fund before you take action which could destroy or damage your income for the remainder of your life.
Important stuff, Bill. Thank you very much. We'll talk again the same time next week.
Sure. Thanks, Howard. Have a good week.